When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Phoenix Five. This is not our usual episode, this is our quiz episode, where I ask X amount of questions with multiple choice. If you listened, doesn't matter. If not, I'll explain the rules. The rules are simple. There's 3 points for a correct answer, 2 points for a correct answer with multiple choice, and there's 1 point for a correct steal. Now, unfortunately, not everyone can be here, so the rules are not going to change. If you're here, you play. There'll be no games in hand, so get as many points as you can, basically. And the winner at the end of the year, hopefully we're going this by Christmas time. We're doing really well, so it looks like we will be. The winner, keeping it 90s-based, will be a trophy, as big as I can get, and some premium bonds, like they used to do in the 90s. But if I can't get hold of them, I'm just chucking a book voucher or something. So anyway, so we've got Paul McGrath, David Holland, and Lee Harper today. Unfortunately, Adam Miller can't make it. So his questions will go straight to the other lads. So now we've got 21 questions, so that's 7 each, okay? So in no particular order, who wants to start?
Oh, I think Dave Holland should go first because he doesn't understand how hard these questions are, so...
Okay, right. For anybody that listened to the first one, from now, I've changed the questions into all 90s, keeping with the theme. Last night's episode, you might have noticed there were a lot... involving the 1920s, 70s, 80s music, 80s football questions. We're not an 80s, 70s, 60s podcast, so they were a bit difficult, but we're going to keep the scores from last night and move on to that. So they can all be 90s based. So the lads will get a lot more than they did last night. So that was just a trial, but we're going with it. So, David Holland, are you going to start off, mate?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. So the first question is to you. I'll read you the question, and then you can either decide whether you want to answer it or you want to take multiple choice, okay? Right, so here we go. Question number one. Who was the president of UEFA throughout the whole of the 1990s?
Oh, man. I'm going to take a multiple choice. I would have just shouted out Sepp Blatter.
Okay.
Because that's the one I can remember. But whether he was still doing it then, I don't know. But let's do multiple choice. If he's in it, I'm stuffed.
Right. But you're not stuffed. It's multiple choice. So if you do get it right, you get 2 points, okay? If you get it wrong, the first person I'll see out of Lee and Paul to put their hand up, I'll take them for a steal. So your multiple choices answers are Lennart Johansson, Sepp Blatter, or Michel Platini.
I'm going for Sepp. Go on, I'm going to stick with it.
Incorrect.
Oh, you. Well, that's a trick question, that.
Paul, Johnson. For the steal was your first hand I saw.
Johnson.
Lennart Johansson, yeah. Well done.
You got it. What? So yeah, Johnson. He said Johnson. He shouldn't get a point.
Johansson. It's this multiple choice, you twat.
Yeah, to be fair, I'm going to have to give him that. Johnson, Johansson. That's a bit too picky, but he's got that. So Paul gets a point for the first question. So who wants to go next? Paul or Lee?
I'm easy. I'll go.
Okay, so I'll go for Lee, second question. So I'll read you out your question first. Here we go. Eddie McGoldrick went to which club after leaving Arsenal in 1996? Straight away or multiple choice?
Yeah, I know the game. I'm thinking about whether to go Crystal Palace straight away or I'll go multiple choice.
Okay, for a two-pointer then. Your multiple choice answers are Crystal Palace, Manchester City, or Spartak Moscow.
I'll go Crystal Palace.
Incorrect. David Ollam was the first one I saw.
Man City.
Man City for the point. You stole it. That's 1 point for Dave.
I would have gone Spartak. Well done.
Well, now, question number three to you, Paul. Who did Glenn Hoddle succeed as Chelsea boss in 1993?
Ooh. Oh, fucking hell.
I'm sure he's come up.
Eddie McGoldrick.
No, multiple choice, multiple choice.
Okay. Your multiple choice answers are David Webb, Graham Ricks, or John Hollins?
A.
David Webb?
Yeah.
Correct. 2 points. It was David Webb. Question number four to Dave. Which Man United player scored only 2 goals in 30 appearances for Scotland?
Go on, give us multiple choice.
Okay, multiple choice. Gordon Strachan, Brian McClair, or Darren Ferguson?
Brian McClair.
Well done, it was Brian McClair.
Sorry, how many goals?
2 goals in 30 appearances.
Is that, I only see two. I can't believe that.
I see you're Googling. When I answer your question, can you keep your hands up, please?
How would you know that? I said, how many goals? I just told you.
Which Man United player scored only 2 goals in 30 appearances for Scotland?
I didn't hear the 2 goals. That's why I'm asking you, Lemon. Go on.
Yeah. Brian McClair.
I can't believe that.
2 points for Dave. Right. Number five, Lee. Who was Wales boss in 1994?
Multiple choice, please.
Okay. Terry Yorath, Bobby Gould, or John Toshack?
John Toshack.
Well done for 2 points. It was John Toshack. Paul, where was the 1999 Cup Winners' Cup final held?
Multiple choice.
Villa Park, Stadio Olimpico, or Hampden Park?
1999, did you say, or
1990? Yes, 1999.
Say the multiple choice again, sorry.
Villa Park, Stadio Olimpico, or Hampden Park?
Villa Park.
Yes, it was Villa Park.
Damn it.
Who have we got next? Is it you, Dave, is it? Yeah. All right, question number seven to Dave. Dave Merrington followed Alan Ball as manager of which club in 1995?
Southampton.
For 3 points. Well done, Dave. Yes, it was. Southampton.
Well done, Dave.
Thank you.
Lee, question number eight. Who did Carl Court represent at under 21 level?
England.
For 3 points. Yes, he did. Well done, Lee.
Oh, go on, Lee. That was a trick question, that one.
It was actually, yeah. Number nine, Paul. Who play their home games at Glanford Park?
Multiple choice.
Scunthorpe, Scarborough, or Rochdale?
Scunthorpe.
Yeah, Scunthorpe. 2 points.
That's a Google. That is a Google.
He's looking down the whole time, I must admit. I have noticed that.
Jesus. Hands are here.
Scunthorpe.
I'll give it to you, Scunthorpe. Right. Number 10.
Believe this. I'm calling out, honestly. My hands are here.
Which Argentinian striker scored a hat-trick against Greece at USA 94?
Batistuta.
He's gone in. Yes, it was Batistuta. 3 points. Well done.
Oh, great shout, Dave.
Go on.
Lee, question 11. Steve Staunton moved from Aston Villa to which club on a free transfer in 1998?
Dave, you can't steal yet. I've still got a guess. multiple choice, please.
Bradford, Liverpool, or Coventry?
So can you say the question again, please?
Yeah. Steve Staunton moved from Aston Villa to which club on a free transfer in 1998?
Coventry.
Incorrect. Dave, your hand up, was up first.
Liverpool.
Liverpool, well done for the point. Paul?
I'm having a mare.
Uwe Rösler played international football for who?
Multiple choice.
Okay. West Germany, East Germany, or the CIS?
East Germany.
Well done. It was East Germany, yep. It's 2 points.
He's a lucky fucker.
So back to Dave. Question 13. Mark Bright left Sheffield Wednesday in 1997 for which club?
Crystal Palace.
Incorrect.
Multiple choice?
He answered on the first one, the first hand up. Still, he's got it wrong. Paul's first one I saw.
What was the question again?
You put your hand up.
I'm joking. Multiple choice.
Mark Bright left Sheffield Wednesday in 1997 for which club?
Oh, there's no multiple choice on this one then, no?
Yeah, you can have multiple choice. Crystal Palace, Leyton Orient or Charlton?
Palace.
Incorrect.
I just said it. I said Palace.
Lee, do you want to steal?
Well, yeah, I'll go Charlton.
Lee's got a point. He's had to steal. It's Charlton, yeah.
Paul's a bell. Palace.
So, Dave, it's your turn, is it? Or is it Lee's?
No, I just went.
It's mine.
Oh, yeah, of course it is. Yeah, I got confused. All right, Lee, sorry. Question 14. Gary Speed made his debut for Wales in 1990. How old was he?
Multiple choice, please.
19, 20 or 21?
20.
Well done, he was 20. Yep, 2 points.
Well done, Lee.
That's a bonus, that is, I'll tell you.
So, Paul, yeah?
Yeah.
Who won the Cup Winners' Cup in the 1992-93 season?
Man United.
Incorrect.
But
I saw Dave's hand first.
I'm at the wrong side of the fucking thing.
I'm going to go, I think I know it, but I'm going to go multiple choice. And they may have beat my team, if I can remember. Go on, what's the multiple choice?
Stuttgart, Parma or Panathinaikos?
Parma.
Well done, it was Parma.
They did beat my team, didn't they? Was it against Arsenal?
No, it was against it's a Belgian team. Okay. They did beat Arsenal, it was a couple of years later. But there's only a point there because it was a steal. Irrelevant. I'll let you have the multiple choice, but it's only a point for steal. But you got the point. Anyway, where are we now?
Me now.
Do now, sorry, yeah. I'll get confused when you do steals, anyway. Yeah, 16. How much did Sampdoria pay Nottingham Forest for Des Walker in 1992?
I'm going to have to go multiple choice.
Okay. 1.5 million, 2.8 million, or is a free transfer?
And what year was it?
1992.
I'm trying to think when that Bosman come in. All right, no, 1.4 million.
I said 1.5 million, 2.8, or was it a free transfer?
Oh, sorry, 1.5.
Yeah, 1.5, yeah. 2 points, well done, Dave. Lee? 17. Which club are nicknamed the Pirates?
Oh, man, I'm usually good with these as well. Multiple choice, please.
Okay, Accrington Stanley, Bristol Rovers, or Kidderminster Harriers?
Bristol Rovers.
Correct, Bristol Rovers, 2 points.
Well done, Lee.
Well, Lee.
Paul, who was the Golden Boot winner at Italian 90?
Multiple choice.
Okay, Jürgen Klinsmann, Roger Miller, or Salvatore Scilacci?
Who's the first one? Jurgen Klopp. Jurgen Klopp.
Jurgen Klinsmann.
Jurgen Klinsmann. Sorry.
Incorrect. Lee Sand, I saw first.
Scalacci.
Scalacci, well done. Stole a point. Who am I on now?
Me.
Back to Holland.
Back to Holland. Okay. Number 19. Who came third at Italia 90?
England.
Incorrect. Lee Zandersaw first.
Because I can only get 1 point for a steal.
Yeah, I know it now.
I'll say multiple choice just to...
You can have multiple choice, but you'll still get a point. Which is a steal.
That's what I mean. So I might as well take it. But I do think it's going to be Italy, but...
Yeah, it is Italy, yeah.
Yeah.
So Lee's got the steal of a point there. Okay. I'm on back onto Lee, aren't I? Yeah. Who managed Barnsley during the 1997-1998 season?
Barnsley, I'll take multiple choice, please.
Okay. John Hendry, Danny Wilson, or Dave Bassett?
I'm going to go Danny Wilson.
Yeah.
Danny Wilson, it was correct.
Well, 3 points.
The last question, question 21. That's for Paul. Where did Wimbledon play their home games during the 1990-91 season?
Oh, my God. Multiple choice.
Okay. Selhurst Park, Plough Lane, or the Den?
Selhurst Park in 91.
Incorrect. Lee Zandersaw first.
Plough Lane.
Plough Lane. That's the point. There you go. That's the end of the quiz. Let's add up the scores. So 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Dave's got 13. Paul's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Paul's on 9. Lee's got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Lee's won that by 15 points. So Lee's scored 15. David Holland's got 13. And Paul's got 9.
So well, the last three questions, I don't know. That's brought me right back into it.
So Paul had 12 yesterday. So 12 add 9. I'm no good at maths. What's that?
21.
That's 21 points for Paul. Lee, you had 8. What's 15 plus 8?
23.
23. And David Holland's on 13. And Adam Miller's on nil pois. So there you go. That was round 2, everyone, of the quiz. It'll be round 3 next time. Hopefully, we'll be doing it soon. So if you like the quiz, let us know on Twitter and Instagram or via our email. And keep listening. Hope you like it.
Podcast Network.